Liz and I, just 2 weekends ago, were at a Dutch festival, which was all of the churches we're working in that part of the country, and we had many hundreds of people. It was absolutely an amazing time. And it just, and I knew we were going to come to here 2 weeks late, 2 weeks later. So just to say that there's just something, I don't totally understand it, but there's something very special about just getting away from home, getting away from normal life, taking the efforts to drive a couple of hours or however long it took you to get here. And I think it's because of this thing of just drawing away from normal life and concentrating, not so many, hopefully, distractions while we're here. And so each time we have the privilege of going to these kind of moments, I do want to really encourage everybody that there are things that God will come and do amongst us this weekend. I mean, wherever we are, God can come and meet with us. But again, I just want to underline this, that there's just a wonderful moment, an occasion, where God's people get together as a church community and just respond to him. So I really want to encourage people to expect to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, with God's mercy, God's grace, God's love over these 2.5 days that we are together. And we have time to be open to God. I don't know about you, but Sunday's just brilliant, but there's a time challenge very often on a Sunday. And, you know, you get that magical moment when the meeting has to finish and coffee and tea have to be served. And children, please will you go and collect your children? And if you don't like your children, collect someone else's children or whatever. But there's always these moments when what we're doing kind of has to come to a bit of a crunching stop. And that's not insignificant. That's very appropriate. But that's not true of a weekend like this. We're here. And we're here tomorrow and into the evening. And even outside of meetings, I want to encourage you to expect God to meet with you. You can just be standing outside and sharing with somebody, and you can say, do you know what? Can I just pray for you about that situation? You don't have to wait for a meeting to do that. So the whole of this weekend, right through till Sunday afternoon, can be soaked with people praying, meeting one another, sharing our hearts together, asking people to pray for you. Time is almost irrelevant while we are here, for us to really meet with God in that way. So it's a terrific time to be open. And just to say this as well, what is God saying to King's Church? There are prophetic words that God wants to speak over us as a community. And you may never, ever have felt a nudge or a whisper to speak something prophetically over this church or over individuals. Again, I want to encourage you. This is an opportunity for some of us to do something you've never done before. You never know, you know, how do you know you've got the gift of prophecy? How do you know that? Well, the only way you know it is to actually prophesy. And if you've done it once, just don't do it once. Do it again, because it's an opportunity to really build some muscle and practice the presence of God and do things. So I want to encourage us to do that as well. Also, it's a weekend where we have this opportunity to have time to grapple with a theme. And all I'm going to do is just share with you the theme that we've come to this weekend and feel God's put this on our hearts. But it's great, you know, to actually grapple with a theme. We're going to take time. Personally, I think one of the joys of being away like this as a preacher is no one wants you to stop after 35 minutes. So thank you very much. I'm unashamedly going to take time to build up this theme and to talk about these things. And the joy for me is, I think when you come from a weekend like this, people are more open to the speaker speaking longer than normal. Or maybe it's just me. I'm going to be sharing 2 sessions with you tomorrow. So this is really great. I've just got opportunity to whet your appetite tonight and saves me some time tomorrow. So 2 sessions on what it means to be an apostolic people. So the guys have really encouraged me. We were chatting months ago about this weekend and said, could you do something around this kind of area? So I'm going to look at the fact that I believe, I have a conviction, that King's Church is meant to be an apostolic community. Now, there's a sense in which all God's people are apostolic. We're all sent and we're all being sent and we're sending others. That's what the word apostolic means. But it seems to me in Scripture, and it seems to me in my own experience, that there are certain churches that God raises up as kind of apostolic bases, where there are people coming and going, where there are people who are called to reach beyond where we are. And I'm absolutely convinced that you have that calling upon you as a church community. And you can think in the Bible, Jerusalem was an apostolic base. It was for so many years. And then you think of someone like Antioch was an apostolic base. We just heard that Barnabas went to Antioch. It was a center that reached out beyond itself. The church in Ephesus was known for being a large church community that reached its region. And Thessalonica had a church which was absolutely magnificent. And all I'm going to do is read what you can turn in your Bibles if you've got them, but very quickly, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. See, I promise, I'm not preaching. I'm just introducing the whole thing. But it says in verse 6 of 1 Thessalonians 1, talking to this church, which is what I'm going to use this. I'm talking to you as a church. If I can come from the outside and say, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. This is a church community that made an impact not only on the lives of the people within that community, but beyond that community as well. And it's not that we go around thinking we're proud, you know, I'm so glad I'm in Kings because we're special. We're an apostolic kind of church community. It's that you realize this is the calling of God. It's not a man-made thing. It's a God-breathed thing. And there are two things that go with the calling of God to confirm that you are called. One is God gives you grace to do what he's called you to do. And the second thing is that he anoints you to do it. So King's Church has grace in it to be this kind of church. It's upon you. God's just, it's wonderful. I don't understand why, but it's just God's grace. He's given you grace to be this kind of church. And then he is giving you gifts. He's anointing you. It's a charismatic issue. That we become, it's not just a good idea we thought of, it's a God-ordained thing that he's put upon. I want us to really grapple with this weekend and understand what that is. So session one tomorrow morning, I think it's tomorrow morning, I'm going to look at what it means to be an apostolically based church, and we're going to look at the vision, the values, the DNA, the foundations that we need as a church, as individuals, and corporately, in order for us to become this kind of church. I'm going to look at four areas tomorrow morning that are fundamental, and each one of them has an application to your life as an individual and has an application to us as a community altogether. And then tomorrow evening, am I right? Tomorrow evening, okay. There is going to have a session. Second session will be on this, that it is God's will that what he does amongst you is to be reproduced, and it is to be experienced beyond you. That was the model we see in the early church. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. And I believe God's raised up Kings to be that kind of church community. So what part could Kings play in this throughout the city of Edinburgh, beyond Edinburgh, Scotland, even beyond Scotland to the nations of the world? I'm really excited to be able to have time this weekend to look at this topic, and I hope you'll get to be as excited as I am.